Today is November the 25th, 2020. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we will be reading through the book of Psalms and Proverbs. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy, holy, holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, you are the artist across the sky, the Lord of beauty. You are the creator and designer of everything everywhere. You are faithful to us each and every day with your steadfast love. You are generous and the hope of education. You are the incredible designer. You are the just-in-time God, the key to everything that we need. Oh Lord, you're the light unto our path and the lamp unto our feet, our Messiah. And you even number the hairs on our head. How do you do that? Because you are omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient, so powerful and precious. You are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be, our rock, our Savior, our teacher of teachers. You're the upholder of our lives and the voice we long to hear each day. Thank you for your word, Lord, for it strengthens us and gives us hope. You're the expert in education. You are the one we say yes to and yield to. And Lord, you are the God of Zion. Blessed be your name. May you be glorified, Lord, throughout all of the earth, in all of our schools, and in all of our communities. Lord, this is a special day before Thanksgiving prayer. And so I just ask that you bless our educators, our students, and the whole educational community with a sense of rest and gratitude, that their eyes are fixed upon you. And as they gather tomorrow, let them remember to whom they are giving thanks. Lord, we bless your holy name for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you will be doing. And so, Lord, we praise you because you are the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and you never change. Thank you for your steadfast love. Thank you for your provisions and protection. And thank you for a nation that stops to say thank you. Oh, gracious God, we give you thanks. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. Our psalm today is Psalm 63. It is quite short, but it's so beautiful. The Word of God, Psalm 63. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, Selah, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. The Word of God, Psalm 63. Praise God for his always timely and wonderful word. And now, dear friends, the second thing that we love to do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotional. Today's is written by Kathy Branzell, and she entitled it Filled with Good Things, the prayer. Lord, we give thanks to you for your unfailing love and your wonderful deeds for men. May we share with the world how you satisfy the thirsty and fill the hungry with good things. And the scripture that Kathy chose is Psalm 107, verses 8 to 9. And it says, "Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and wonderful deeds for men, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things." If you are feeling a little empty today, I pray these verses help fill you with gladness and gratefulness. when I struggle to search for a positive thought or the encouragement to keep moving forward, I stop and think about what God's Word has to say about His unfailing love for us and the many examples of His favor towards us. I take an account of how my life is filled with so many good things because God's heart towards us is displayed in His actions. His love is displayed in wonderful deeds. One of the themes that I want to emphasize this year is our need to express joy-filled thanks to God. I want the whole world to see Christians live as grace, joy, and trust-filled followers of the one true God who holds our lives lovingly in His hands no matter what the world throws at us. In times of distress, we do not fret, for our hope is in Him. In times of trials, we do not tire, for He is our strength. In financial uncertainty, we remain certain that He cares for us and will supply our needs. It is up to us to trust and obey Him, avoiding a spirit of rebellion, being alert to hunger for Him, and not get an appetite for the things of this world. Now, Psalm 107 follows a pattern of the people did blank, the rebellious or disobedient act. The consequential disaster that followed was blank. The people cried out to God and repented. God blessed them with blank, and they responded by giving Him energized, emotional, and enthusiastic thanks. How could you personally or corporately or as a school or as Christians fill in these blanks? What has happened in your lifetime that mirrors the verses of this chapter? If you cannot think of anything, then I will resort to the routine question of asking you to share what you are most grateful for this Thanksgiving season. How will you express that thankfulness? How do we say thanks for filling us with so many good things before filling ourselves with good food? What energy and emotion really go into our Thanksgiving? How can we extend an attitude and actions of gratefulness into December and throughout the year? I challenge you to make a commitment and a plan to joyfully and consistently give credit and gratitude to God in a way that the world may know He is God and give Him thanks. My prayer is that you would give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men while sharing with the world that He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Happy Thanksgiving. And that, my friends, was our daily devotional written by Kathy Branzell, and she called it Filled with Good Things. And now the remainder of our time today is our theme for the year, Prayer, Care, and Dare. 180 scripture prayers, 180 suggestions for caring, and 180 guidelines to help you to dare to live out your faith in the public schools. So beginning with prayer, we say a scripture each day, and then we pray it. So our scripture for today is one of my favorites. I know I say that, but this is definitely one of my favorites. And it's Micah 6, verse 8. He has told you, O man, what is good, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. We know goodness when we see it in the classroom, right? Well, it may come in the form of kindness or courtesy or even encouragement. Let us walk humbly with our God and be just each day. So let us pray Micah 6, verse 8. I will do it as a sample prayer, a true prayer from my heart to your heart to His heart, hoping you will try it. Dear immortal God, thank you for defining what is good. Lord, help us to do justice in our classroom, to love kindness, and to encourage the students to be kind to each other, to the point that we can say, we love kindness. O Lord, we want to walk humbly with you each and every day. Help us to put others before ourselves and to look to your word for the guidance we need. We love you, Lord, and petition you in the kind and loving name of Jesus. Amen. And now, my friends, we're going to do a suggestion to help you to care for others on your campus. And so some of them are really simple and some of them take a little thought, but all of them are meant to help you to be a disciple of Jesus. For He said, by this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So in this year that is just too much, we just need to go out of our way to care for our colleagues and students. Mother Teresa even said, not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. So this one on our day 67 together is a very simple one that you can gather up and bring back into school, if you're going face-to-face, of course, is an extra box of tissues for a colleague. It's kind of that time of the year where your supplies have certainly run low. And so just a box of tissues is a beautiful way to say, I care. And now let's look at DARE, for this is the time where you need to educate yourself. And we hope to help you with just one little guideline each day. These particular guidelines are coming presently from the federal guidelines for religious liberties in our public schools. Knowing what you can and cannot do and what the students can and cannot do is critical to your walk with Jesus throughout your school day. And so today, on day 67, the guidelines reads, philosophical questions concerning religion, the history of religion, comparative religion, the Bible or other religious teachings as literature, and the role of religion in the history of the United States and other countries, all are permissible public school subjects. And we know this is true, but too often we are told it is not true. And so Eric Buer has put together an incredible piece of work. He and his team have gone through every single state standard for every single state. They're different. And have pulled out the ways in which the Bible and religion are in the standards. I really highly recommend that you check him out. And it's at Gateways to Better Education. And now, my friends, let me tell you about our prayer for today, our constitutionally protected corporate prayer for Christians in the public schools for the adults, is our 1:16 p.m. prayer. It is constitutionally protected because it is private prayer. And you are not saying it out loud, you are saying it in your heart with your brothers and sisters across the time zones. And so, my friends, we are going to be praying today that the students will have courage to be honest. Now, we chose that crazy time of 1:16 p.m., not because it's convenient, because it certainly is not, but because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And now, dear friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of a small portion from our reading today from Psalm 63. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us. Selah. O gracious God, we give you thanks. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you, Lord, for shining your face upon us. O Lord, turn your countenance towards us and give us peace. What a blessing. You are the God of blessings and benefits and beauty. And Lord, we just want to praise you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do for our students, for our colleagues, for all of our administration and all of the school community. And we lift that up to you as a prayer of thanksgiving from our hearts. O gracious God, may you be glorified today and forever. And we ask this in the high and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you. Happy Thanksgiving.